Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
When you were a little kid, did you have an imaginary friend?
Yeah, he stopped playing with me.
Okay. I don't know if you're serious or not, but a lot of kids do have an imaginary friend.
Yeah.
Scientifically, they think it could have to do with the fact that our brains have two hemispheres. There's a left and a right side to our brains, and sometimes they talk to each other.
No.
With normal people, there ends up being a connection between the two, and so you kind of think yourself as one person.
Based on the movies I've seen, when kids have an imaginary friend, it's a spirit.
It's
an evil spirit.
Yeah.
That talks to them and tries to
see dead people.
Fortunately, in most little kids' situations, that's not the case. Just the ones they make movies about, I guess.
Okay. You know, we do talk to ourselves, though, a lot.
And
we should not talk to, or we shouldn't listen to ourselves.
Why not? Who else are you going to listen to?
We should preach to yourself.
No way. I am the funniest person I know. I am telling you. I have so many conversations with myself. Yeah. I just crack myself up.
He's like, why'd I do that?
See, I argue with myself.
Uh-huh.
I cuss myself out. I'm so like, you should not have stayed up late. Now you feel like crap today coming to work.
Yeah. See, I commiserate with myself. I'm like, man, I can't believe we got to do that. I know, right? That sucks.
Oh, you answered?
Yeah. I got two people in there.
Yeah, so we have imaginary friends as adults, too.
Well, maybe, but when you get to be an adult, you end up with something different. Fake friends means something different. It means friends who aren't really good friends.
Oh.
In fact, they may be toxic. And they say if you have a friend that you think might be a fake friend, there are some warning signs to look out for.
Okay.
They say if you feel like your role in the relationship revolves around pitying the other person, you're constantly having to feel bad for them and tell them things are going to be better or that it's not their fault or something like that.
Well, a lot of people can become a victim very easily, and it's all about them.
And I've seen those posts on social media where it's poor me.
Yep.
I'm going through troubles and this and that and silent prayers. I'm not praying for you silently.
Well,
sorry.
Okay. But they say negative talk leads to a negative life.
I agree.
Are you sucking on your teeth?
He's getting that last bite of pizza.
That's pretty funny.
I was bored with what you were talking about.
Which friend are you right now? It's like, no, negative talk leads to a negative life. Positive talk leads to a positive life. Tom hates it.
I can watch Anthony Robbins if I want
to
on Reels.
It's not from him. It's from somebody that's a lot more reliable.
It's just a joke.
Yeah. What's that, the left hemisphere?
What's that?
I have no idea
which side is which. Mm-hmm. I know who my fake friend is, though.
Who's that?
Oh, I won't tell.
I'm not your fake friend. No matter what however your feelings are, you will always be a very close friend of mine.
Almost, is that a threat?
Almost like a brother.
Oh,
technically, you are a brother. We've been together so long.
Well, you're not my fake friends. You're not my friends at
I
all.
I am too. I am.
Now you can see Cato, we're being harassed right now.
It's one-sided, but I am your friend. I don't care if you. I don't care for.
That fits perfectly. Here's another way to define a fake friend is when the friendship is on their terms.
Yeah.
Especially when they like to talk about them and not ever about you.
Well, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you need to do that. But that's not what we were just doing. I'm just claiming you guys as my friends. I don't care what you say.
You're still talking about yourself.
Fake friends. Friends keep secrets that affect your life, like knowing something questionable about someone you're dating and not telling you.
Oh, that's hard.
It is difficult.
But you know what? If you are doing something bad for you, a really good friend can step in and say, you know what, that is not good for you, and that is a true friend. If they sit there and let you just drown and you're doing something stupid, that's not a good friend.
Then that's when I'm going to unfriend them. You don't tell me what to do.
Yeah, but even still, if a friend goes in there and tells you, hey, you need to watch out, or you maybe need to, people are going to do what they want to do. So if they want to dig themselves into a hole, here's a shovel.
Okay, but you've told them a couple of times. I mean, you don't want to beat a dead horse, but you know, after a while, you go, okay, you're on your own.
Yep. You could lose friendship, especially if it's someone they're dating, and you say, well, this and that, I saw them. That could end your friendship, because the thing is, if they stay with them, you're going to have to be around them after they know that you've talked
and
about
then
them.
Then she's like, I know what you told him about me.
Yeah.
All right. Signs your friend is a fake friend. Encounters with them leave you emotionally drained.
Yeah.
Friends should help lift you up, not bring you down to the point where you're constantly drained.
Okay, but you both can't be, you know, your life be going great at the same time. And as far as lifting each other up, it's okay, I think, sometimes to say, hey, going through this right now. And the other person's like, you know what? I'm going to love you through that. But if it's constant over and over and over and it never gets better, that's kind of like the first one you mentioned, then it's time to move on.
When you find yourself avoiding them, you're like, this person is starting to wear on me. I feel like and you may not even be consciously doing it, but you find excuses not to spend as much time with them.
Like when I call you and you don't pick up the phone?
It could be like that.
You're still my friend, even though you won't pick up when I call.
It's a threat.
It is a threat. It's harassment.
I'm not going to let go of you, man.
Okay.
That's a borderline stalking, it sounds like.
Borderline?
Hey, listen, we have a show with our names on it. I mean, you can't get rid of me.
All right.
Okay, you know what? I need a good marriage counselor right now.
I think so.
Sign that your friend is a fake friend when you realize that this friend creates most of the drama that you and them get into, and you end up cleaning it up.
Even if they create drama, you don't want chaos in your life. You got to move on.
Oh, I'm not cleaning it up either. I told you.
No.
I had a friend who was acting had drama at a store one time, and I'm standing there beside him while he's causing a scene.
Yeah.
And I politely turned around and walked out.
Now, was he driving or you driving?
I don't recall, but I waited outside for him. I'm like, I had to leave because you were embarrassing me.
Yeah.
And you're embarrassing yourself.
And you have a public job where people know, that's Cato. And his friend calls Cato's all this. Friend. Yeah.
All right. Now, there's some signs you have a good friend.
Okay.
These are quick. They give you their unused painkillers. That's a good friend.
He's not lying.
Well, he don't share any of his.
They don't tell anyone why you were called Spanky in high school. They don't tell on your nicknames. They'll distract the bad one whenever you're out. They're a good wingman. They'll distract the ogre while you hit on the good-looking one.
Oh,
they always return the mirrors to the right setting after they use your car. Heck, I got family members that don't do that.
It's hard to do that because I'll borrow my mom's car sometimes, and she gets mad at me for that.
They will hold your hair back whenever you get sick and not take pictures of it, too.
That's a good friend.
And they will help you move. That is the sign that you actually have a good friend.
I guess I'm not a good friend.
Me either, Cato, and I don't want to be.
Both of y'all are still my friend.
Oh my gosh. Help.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
You know, a lot of us just celebrated Mother's Day. It was a lot of fun. We had a big Mother's Day party. Whoop, whoop. Mothers go through a lot in life. I have the most embarrassing moments that moms have with their kids.
Okay.
Yeah, and there's a lot of them. I'm going to save the top one. You probably know it, but I'll save that for last. Here are some of the ones on the bottom. They say, your child pooping in a swimming pool. I'm like, you know. Yeah.
Did anybody see it, or can you blame it on another kid?
Man, do they have one of those swimmy diapers on?
As a dad, I had an embarrassing moment like that.
Yeah.
I was telling my kid, all right, listen, it's okay to pee in the pool if you really need to. So I didn't think it through, and he got out of the pool, stood up on the side, and peed in the pool. I'm like, that's not what I meant.
Right. All right, most embarrassing moments for moms, accidentally pulling a kid's toy out of your purse when you're reaching for your phone or something else, and all of a sudden you got Batman in your hand.
Pretty minor league, I would think.
I agree. They say getting a call from school telling you that your kid's in trouble and has bad behavior and you have to come pick him up.
I can top that.
What's that?
How about getting a call from the police station saying your kid stole bicycles?
Yeah.
Because I did that when I was a kid.
Right.
I stole a bicycle, and my parents had to go to the police station and see me booked in. And then I went to one of those Scared Straight programs where you sit in this room while these people who are in jail tell you that they are now waiting for you to come in there, and you're going to be their personal slave when you get in.
Yeah.
That guy's still waiting for me.
Yes, he is.
I've never even stolen a pack of gum since then.
Most embarrassing moments for moms, being told by the school that your child spread lice at the school.
Oh, wow.
So, you know, you get those lice calls, and I'll never forget. So I was going to go hang out with my brother for a weekend, and he was trying to encourage me to come on. He goes, by the way, let me tell you, my daughter just came home with lice.
You're like, nope.
No. And he was okay with me coming. He's
of course,
like,
he was.
We fumigated everything and all that. And I'm like, no, I do not want to risk getting lice, bringing it back to my house.
Oh, you just buy the combs. But that's like a rite of passage for kids.
Yeah.
Lice, chicken pox, mono.
Wait. You just don't brush it off. You just buy the combs.
And like, comb it out.
Those cute little bitty combs.
I know.
They're knit combs, and you've got to run the shampoo through first to kill them.
And it also gets in your carpet and stuff. But at that point, you're like, we ain't dirty people. We got lice. It's like your kid has it.
By then, your carpet's due for cleaning anyway, so. You know.
Yeah. I'm with Hawk on this one. Yeah. No visit.
Nope.
And when you were in baseball back in the day.
The helmets.
We'd put on the helmet, and some kid had lice.
There's always that one kid that you're like, oh, man.
Start itching.
Little Ricky's the one who's got the lice head.
But that's an embarrassing moment moms have. They say also your child being sick or throwing up in public is an embarrassing moment.
It is embarrassing for an adult, too, just FYI.
Also, your kid acting up at the, restaurant, that is an embarrassing moment.
That's a spanking moment.
Okay. Your child having a little tantrum in a store, that was like the number. That was kind of the number one thing.
I'm with Kato on that. I spanked my daughter in Belks. I pulled her over by the bedding section. That bed. You're getting a spanking because she'd been acting up, and I told her, and she didn't quit.
I thought it might have been, where's the belt section? And just show them, here, you choose a belt right here.
I didn't
here.
Do belts.
But my friends, when their kids were small, if the kids acted up, one of them would walk outside.
Yep.
And if it didn't end, they would just cash out and leave.
Okay, now, that was our restaurant plan, and it wasn't because the kids were bad. They were that little. But, like, we would take our kids when they were super tiny, and if one of them started screaming, one of us got up and took them out front. Yeah, we did not leave it in the restaurant where other people had to, because other people paid their hard-earned money to have a nice night out. So one of us would take them outside and calm them down or get a to-go box, because we weren't going to do that to people.
All right, final thing, most embarrassing moments for moms, your child telling an embarrassing truth to an adult about you or about the situation.
They tell everything.
It's like, you could be in line or whatever. It's like, what's that smell? And then they're going to blame that person's smells or something like that.
That lady's butt is really big.
Exactly. They're like, you can't even control that. How do you even discipline that? And like, you put your hand over their mouth.
Why are they so fat?
Yeah.
Long time ago when I was a young kid and I was part of that latchkey programs because my mom was single.
The latchkey programs. Like it was some official government
Well, I had said a bad word in front of everybody, and the teacher said, where did you learn that? It's like, my mom. Mom was so mad. And we were in the car going home that afternoon.
Oh, I got one for you. So I would, this is my old neighborhood. I would walk over to my friend's house. Kato, you know these people. And so I would walk over, and me and the dad, we would just hang out. I would just walk into the house and, you know, just come in, make myself at home and have conversation. Well, their four-year-old daughter walked out, and I was, as I was walking over there one day, I met her in the front yard. She was cute as a button, too. And she says, I said, hey, I'm going to come in and say hi to your dad. It's like, my mom said she hopes you don't come in today. So I'm sitting there, and I'm like, what do I do? And I know that my buddy's over there looking out the window going, oh, don't come in, Hawk, today. Don't come in today. So I did not come in, but I did mention that to them later on, and it was true.
Do you know when you were seeing it, you walk in there and just prop your feet up, I'm thinking to myself, I bet that's why they moved. They got annoyed by that.
I know. I moved first from that neighborhood. Okay. Yeah. But that's, you know who I'm funny. Talking about.
They were so happy.
Mom, don't want you to come in today. That's just embarrassing.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
All right. This is probably the worst thing that could happen to you in the middle of the night, short of maybe, you know, dying.
Okay.
But waking up in your bed and finding a naked intruder in the bed with you.
Oh, wow.
It's happened.
It's happened over here, too.
I think you just had too much to drink.
Well, this story keeps getting worse. A man came home Saturday after being away for a couple of days, and when he put his key in the door, he actually looked inside and saw that his house had been ransacked. And he didn't actually wake up with this, but he looked closer and found a naked man sleeping in his bed.
Okay. Mm.
He called the police, and they came and hauled the guy off to jail, but the homeowner continued to find strange things inside the house.
Hmm.
The intruder apparently ate a box of ice cream sandwiches, cooked some veggie burgers, so he's a vegan burglar, and he went through every bit of chewing gum in the house. He ate a box of 60 pieces of gum and then spit it out in a big wad the size of a softball.
Oh, my goodness.
The intruder also killed a possum on the back patio.
Oh.
And they found baggies all over the house, which the police believe had originally had drugs in them. So this guy apparently broke in and went on a complete drug bender inside his house.
You think it's one of those stories where he thought it was his house?
Like, I've seen those.
Yeah. I mean, I've done it with cars before. You get in the car and you're like, you think it's yours and it's not yours. And all of a sudden, like, this, something's not right here.
But you notice it really fast.
Yes, you do.
But when you're in someone's house and it's not yours, how long do you have to be high to keep thinking it's your house?
Well, with me, I'm not high or drunk when that happens. That's why I notice it real fast. He doing all the drugs and stuff, it takes him a while to catch on.
How many times has that happened to you?
Oh, 7 maybe.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, never. If you're talking about...
That's about 6 more than me.
I don't think I've ever gotten into a wrong car.
I don't think I've either. I think I've tried to open one, but I don't think I've ever gotten in one.
Oh, man, yeah.
I did that. That happened to me. I used my key fob, and I opened the door of another car thinking it was my car. And I went to get in, and I was like... This is not my car.
Well, it may have been unlocked, and when you did the key fob,
maybe
it didn't make any difference.
Maybe so, but...
Because there are dumb people that leave their cars unlocked.
As many warnings as we get all the time, does Hawk leave his car unlocked? I saw that look.
Sometimes.
Yeah. Hawk?
Yeah.
And do you leave all important stuff in there when you keep the car unlocked,
no,
too?
No, I don't have anything important in my car.
That's what I thought.
Still, leaving it unlocked is crazy.
I don't get it. That's just asking somebody to go through it.
Well, I'm just too tired to push that button.
I can't imagine finding... Yeah. Not only that, they're naked. So that means now you've got to burn your sheets. And God knows what else they've done in your house at that point.
I do have a story to share. My sister, she came up and she visited me. She was living out of state at the time. And John had gone out with his friends. So... I said, all right, John, when you come home, you're going to sleep in the guest rooms. My sister and I were going to sleep in our room.
Mm-hmm.
He came in. He comes into the bedroom, and this is the main bedroom. He's undressed, and he starts crawling in the bed. And I said, John, and naked. He's naked.
Yes,
and I said, Stephanie, you got to get up. You got to get up.
You got to get up and see him. Look at him.
Oh, it's hilarious.
Oh, that's funny.
That's just not right for your sister to see your husband naked.
Yes. It's like she has seen her brother-in-law naked now. That is just gross. Think about that. Anybody listening right now, think about seeing your in-law like that.
He's just crawling in that bed. And I was like, oh.
So he had completely forgotten the plan, huh?
That's sure. Great. Well, at that point, he couldn't remember it.
Yeah.
That is definitely okay. That's almost as bad as this story.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
All right, you know, we're having some fun this morning on a Friday. This is going to be a fun conversation as well. What is the best example of I say it wrong on purpose just to get on people's nerves thing that you do?
Okay, I'm not going to like this.
You will not. You will not. Because I say vomit just to get on Tom's nerves.
No, you used to say it because you didn't know right.
That's not true.
Oh, come on. I say it too.
Yeah, a lot of people.
You well, say it because you heard him say it.
No, actually, I've said it in the past.
Where does
up.
This come from? Where just do people not up. See the just, letter T at the end of the word?
Well, the same people that see P in Clemson.
That's silent.
All right, so here's some of the answers. The Google or the Facebook. The people that say
the Walmarts.
They put the Walmarts. Yeah, that's a good one, too.
Well, even putting the S on the end of stores, mm-hmm. Walmarts, oh, food lines.
Well, here's one putting the S on it. People will say, hey, look over there. Look those deers over there. They'll put an S on deer because deer is the right way to say it.
That ain't on purpose to make people mad. That's because they just don't know better.
Okay, you might have a point there, but that is one. They call it Merlot instead of Merlot.
Oh, my gosh.
Like when it's a wine. My. Yeah.
Now, is this on purpose or because they don't know?
Because it's on purpose, Tom. Okay. Honestly, I don't know that question
that's
either.
True.
You don't know because sometimes, are you kidding? Do you really say it that way?
So Cabernet, like, then.
Yeah.
Instead of Cabernet.
We had a friend go to a restaurant. And he was like, yes, I'll take the Ceviche.
The what?
Ceviche.
Now, that's understandable because that's the hard word and I don't eat it.
We had a guy who worked here one time and he called it Parmesan cheese.
Yeah, now I think that's one people do on purpose.
I ordered a steakhouse and the guy came in to order a filet mignon.
Okay, I hope it's on purpose.
He goes, can I get a salad with my entry?
Yeah.
Your entry.
Yeah.
He was doing that on purpose.
I don't know.
So that one, I had a chemistry teacher who would always say aluminium.
Yeah.
And then he gave us a -5 when we spelled it that way on the test because we were like, oh, it must be aluminium instead of
that's
aluminum.
Good.
And so we added the extra I or whatever. And then he penalized us. I'm like, that's a real jerk thing to do.
Yeah.
Was it a British teacher?
No. He was a.
That's how the British say it.
Dingbat is what he was.
Aluminium.
You know, speaking of that, I've been watching Star Wars, that Andor series.
Uh huh.
And instead of schedule, they schedule.
That's British, schedule. And that's correct. Michael Caine says it better than anyone.
Schedule.
No, it's schedule. Schedule.
Yeah. It just gets on my nerves, though.
Yeah. It's correct.
What's your schedule?
schedule. S-C-H, schedule.
It's almost like, well, so is school. You don't say shul.
It's because it's long.
That's true.
Okay. These are the best examples of people saying the wrong thing on purpose. Instead of Pokemon, you say
Pokemon,
yeah, just to get on people's nerves who like Pokemon. We always tease Tom because he likes Pokemon Go, or did it one time.
Well, you know those Pokeballs?
Yeah.
I call them Pokeballs.
Yeah,
I
me too.
I always called it Poke.
I think it's supposed to be Poke.
Okay. Maybe it's Poke.
Now, there's a difference when you're saying it because you don't know better.
Yeah. Okay.
True.
All right, how about espresso instead of espresso?
Yeah. Or especially drives me nuts when someone says especially.
Yeah.
Why does that make it? Why does it drive you nuts?
There's no X in especially.
Yeah. Like, okay. Where did you wonder, do these people ever read this word?
I don't know. Or the library.
The library. I had a friend who used to say the library. He also said yellow.
Okay.
Instead of yellow.
Or warsh.
February.
Okay. My father-in-law does warsh and turlet.
Does it want?
He's wrong.
But he's doing it on purpose, or is that the way you say it?
Yes.
Irregardless is one. Is that a correct saying of that,
Tom? I don't
know
if it's a word.
Irregardless? It may
it's
not
just
be.
Just regardless.
Mm-hmm. They say McDonald's instead of McDonald's.
Oh.
Yeah, people say that. Just to get on their significant other's nerves or whatever. Tom does this one. What you eating for lunch? Or go make me a...
Sandwich.
Yeah.
We say that.
Do you really?
We know we're saying it wrong, but it's fun.
Right. It's just
like
goofing off. It's not even to make people mad. It's just having fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. A sandwich. Go make me a sandwich.
That's annoying. Want the sandwich.
Okay. And let's see. Oh, how about what's those GIFs or GIFs? What is those like?
GIFs. The guy who invented them says they're GIFs. It's not really any kind of a question.
Okay. You just want to make sure because some people, they get that wrong when they're seeing like a little bitty meme that's, you know, sick, like a 3-second video.
It doesn't matter. They're not going to be around that much longer.
You don't think so?
No. GIFs will go away.
Okay.
Is it GIF peanut butter or GIF?
It's GIF. GIF.
Crunchy or creamy.
Extra crunchy.
Okay. And you know what? Since Stacy's here, Tom, to tell her about the dogs that you, what you used to call a long weenie dog.
Dachshunds?
Oh, no. That would annoy me.
what is it again?
Dachshunds.
Dachshund.
Dachshund?
It's a dachshund.
I call it a dachshund.
Well, actually, isn't it dachshund?
Dachshund or something like that. Well, dachshund.
It's German, right? Yeah. And that's why I call it a weenie dog.
I had a dog, but I can call it what I want. I had a half dachshund, half chihuahua.
Okay.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.